Welcome to the Holistic Hospitality Design Podcast, where you'll receive tips, inspiration, and insights on creating intentional environments that foster community, elevated experiences, and well-being. I'm your designer, your host, and your guide, Rachel Lorraine Crawford. Hello, and welcome back to the Holistic Hospitality Design Podcast. We are at episode number 6, and this is a trend report episode all about the rise of spirit-free offerings, which I'm sure many of you have noticed. Before we get into that, I'm going to go ahead and set space, be intentional with you all by lighting a candle and pulling a card. We're going to light this candle, and we're going to pull a card from the Oracle deck that I'm creating. And the card today that we're working with is a card called Fill Your Cup. And this is all about being connected with what you're currently needing in your body, your physical space, your mental space. So an exercise that I like to do when we're talking about filling your cup, remember we want to have our cups full so that we can offer our best and higher self to those around us, our family, our friends, all of that. When we're operating with an empty cup, we don't tend to show up as our best self, and we can be cranky and, you know, all the things that are unpleasant. I invite you to grab a chalice that you love, a teacup, anything like that. I've got a beautiful chalice from the Madonna Inn that I got to experience a few weeks back. And so I encourage you to fill the chalice, fill your cup of tea, whatever it is, and just hold that chalice or cup in your hands at your heart space. Really listening to your body, connecting with what you're needing at the moment, and filling that cup with your mind of all the things that you need. It might just be quiet, time, grounding, centering, any of those things. And then once you have that cup filled with all those intentions, you're going to go ahead and drink from that cup, absorbing all of those beautiful intentions that you have for yourself, which I'm doing here right now. And with that, we'll go ahead and start our episode talking all about the benefits and the trend of non-alcoholic spirit-free beverages in hospitality spaces, which I know many of you have experienced. I'm married to my husband, who is in the food and spirits industry. He's a rep for special gourmet foods, and he serves independent grocery stores, and then he also reps a mezcal company that services bars and the like. And we got the opportunity to go to Expo West, the natural food show in Anaheim, California, in March, and I just saw this huge boom. Every year I love going because I get to see what's in fashion and food, like what's the hottest trend, what things are going on, what are people excited about. And non-alcoholics was definitely huge trend happening, which I am just loving. And I started just seeking out all these really cool brands that are new in this field and just connecting with the owners and the founders. And I would love to create an episode with some of these founders of these companies, because I think their stories are wonderful and beautiful, and the products that they're creating are just so magical. And it's just so neat to be able to collaborate with people that are making cool stuff in the world that are intentional and mindful within the spaces that we design. We also got to experience Bartenders Weekend, which happened last week here in San Diego. And they had a beautiful pamphlet, which is here if you're watching on the YouTube channel, Zero Proof or No Proof. And it was a beautiful guide about, you know, creating mocktails and the benefits of having this in your space. So with all of that, I thought this would be a great trend to talk about here today on the podcast. We know that spirit-free bars are just gaining huge traction. It's a giant trend. Like, people are loving it. And I think it's just so cool. So I wanted to go over the benefits to those of you that are thinking about offering mocktails or having these offerings in your establishments, because there's huge benefits. And I think you're also going to be attracting your ideal client by offering these spirit-free offerings. So there are tons of benefits, and one of them is all about promoting inclusivity and accessibility. So by offering a diverse selection of spirit-free drinks, you're able to create a more inclusive environment where guests of all preferences and lifestyles feel welcome. So non-alcoholic options provide an alternative for individuals who choose not to drink for, you know, personal, cultural, or health reasons, ensuring that everyone can participate in the social experience without feeling excluded or pressured to consume alcohol. I just remember when I was pregnant back in 2011 and 2012, there weren't all these options out there. And I felt a little bit excluded. You know, I didn't really go out as much because I felt like I was kind of a downer or that I couldn't participate. So I know that all those pregnant people out there that would like to participate in the social scene can feel like they're part of it and not, you know, totally on the outside bubble of what everyone else is doing. So keeping social with all our friends and family is huge. Encouraging mindful drinking is the next benefit. So this is going to encourage guests to approach their drinking habits more mindfully and consciously. So by providing delicious and satisfying alcohol-free alternatives, you're empowering guests to make healthier choices and to moderate their alcohol consumption, leading to a more balanced and enjoyable social experience. Having less, you know, drunk people in a space always uplifts the atmosphere and the vibe of any space that you're in. The shift towards mindful drinking aligns with the broader trend of, you know, health and wellness, and it's going to resonate with consumers who prioritize their self-care and moderation for sure, which leads us into the next benefit, which is all about supporting health and wellness. So reducing alcohol consumption has a ton of health benefits, including improved sleep, enhanced mental clarity, and just better overall well-being. Spirit-free bars and alcohol-free options provide individuals with the opportunity to enjoy a night out without the negative effects of alcohol by promoting physical and mental wellness. I know that I love waking up the next morning after not drinking and feeling so good and clear and productive. And of course, those times when I, you know, am having a glass of wine or a couple of cocktails, the next day kind of is shot for me, especially as I get older. I've just noticed the wear and tear on my personal body after drinking alcohol. So it's just going to create a beautiful haven for your patrons to come and seek a space that, you know, offers sobriety and a reduced alcohol intake, supportive and empowering environment for those that are on their wellness journey or that are sober curious or that are, you know, looking at creating changes in their habits. The next benefit is fostering connection and community. So having a spirit-free offering has the power to bring people together, fostering meaningful connections in your space by providing non-alcoholic options that are going to appeal to, again, a wide range of tastes and preferences. This is going to create an atmosphere for shared experiences, engaging conversations without having a social barrier of alcohol. It's going to provide a sense of camaraderie and connection, which strengthens the sense of community in your space, making it just a really beautiful, welcoming, and inclusive space for everybody. The next benefit is the innovation of mocktail recipes. I find this one to be very fascinating and fun. Just innovation overall, innovation with brands and people that are creating new and inspiring things is really wonderful, and I just absolutely love it. So the mocktail culture is all about innovation, experimentation, especially with like bartenders and mixologists being able to push boundaries of flavor, creativity, to craft captivating alcohol-free cocktails from zero-proof martinis to mojitos, botanical-infused elixirs, and gourmet spritzers. I just feel like the opportunities are boundless, endless, and it just creates this whole vibe of innovation that's happening. And by combining fresh ingredients, house-made syrups, and artisanal bitters, mocktail artisans are creating really cool, complex, nuanced flavors that really delight the palate and satisfy the senses. So I just see so much coming out of this, being able to use many more options in, you know, these elixirs and potions that we're creating. Super fun and exciting. And it's also the next benefit, which is elevating the dining experience. So these elixirs are playing a vital role in enhancing the experience by serving as the perfect companion to a variety of cuisines. So You know, whether it's a refreshing citrus spritzer paired with seafood or a spicy ginger mocktail to complement an Asian-inspired dish, mocktails are designed to complement and elevate the flavors of the meal. I just see like so many more potions and things happening that are connecting with the food. And their vibrant colors and just all the garnishes and the, you know, the presentations, they're just adding a whole nother element of elegance and refinement to the dining experience, transforming a simple meal into something that's very memorable and it's experience forward, which is really fantastic and fun. The next benefit I see with this trend is encouraging responsible drinking. So having these alcohol-free, spirit-free mocktails are playing a crucial role in promoting responsible drinking, moderation, and allowing guests to enjoy the social aspects of drinking without the negative effects of alcohol, of course. And you're providing an attractive and enticing alcohol-free option where people are feeling empowered to make healthier choices, enjoying the night out again without the risk of overindulgence or impaired judgment. And it's just safer for everybody. You know, it's also encouraging guests to be in the moment, to savor the moment, to engage in meaningful conversations, conversations that we can remember the next day. It's just creating lasting memories without this need of alcohol. It's just really eliminating all of that. So I just love this trend of incorporating spirit-free offerings in your hospitality space, if it's a bar, restaurant, a hotel, like any of those spaces, just creating these beautiful offerings, which is so accessible to everyone. It's encouraging mindfulness. It's supporting health and wellness and, of course, connection with our community. So I would love to know how you all are incorporating this trend into your spaces, because I just see there's huge potential here. There's so much innovation that's happening, and I'm so, so excited and looking forward to it. And also, you know, if there's brands out there that you think are worth, you know, connecting with, I definitely would reach out to them. This is just a sector in the market that I think is fun and exciting. If you found this episode to be, you know, inspiring, or you think somebody that's in the hospitality space would benefit from it, please share. Give us a beautiful 5-star review if that feels good to you. And until next time, happy serving, and we'll talk to you soon.